One of Australia's best-known music festivals, Splendour in the Grass, is set to announce its 2018 lineup, and already the conversations around gender inequality in the local music scene are at fever pitch. Women are underrepresented across all fields, from festival acts to audio engineering and label bosses. While the global Me Too movement starts to make an impact, many are waiting for the music industry to catch up. Here's national music correspondent Zan Rowe.
Tell me you never want to see me again.
Melbourne band Camp Cope are gearing up for their next big gig in July. Drummer Sarah Thompson says it's been a long road, coming up against sexism time and time again.
We felt it in the beginning, you know, everything that our peers, like men in bands sort of were given so quickly, we had to kick and scream and fight like 10 times harder and just to maybe get almost what they just got handed straight away.
Treat them like queens until they disagree.
Their song, The Opener, became a big hit and revealed their own experiences in the boys' club, according to singer Georgia Mack.
They're like pretty much direct quotes. The whole end part is just everything that men have said to us.
The trio have publicly advocated for change in their lyrics, interviews, and social media. And they're part of a groundswell of outspoken artists who've had enough. Bass player Kelly Helmrich says the responsibility to take action goes beyond just musicians.
I feel like all musicians are spokespeople of their generation. And then so if you look at the people that give platforms to musicians, they become a part of that too. So I think, you know, people that give that platform to musicians also take that responsibility as well.
Rather than waiting, former Triple J broadcaster Tracy Hutchison says many female musicians are instead choosing to forge their own paths.
But I also think it's been driven by women who've actually thought, well, there's nothing there for me. I can't see myself in that framework. So I'm going to go over here and do my own thing.
A report by the University of Sydney last year found that just 1 in 5 registered songwriters in Australia are women. They earn significantly less than their male counterparts, receive less airplay on Australian radio, and hold only 28% of senior roles in the industry. Leading the charge to close the gender gap is the music label Listen. It's launched a database of female and gender non-conforming audio engineers, built to address the huge imbalance backstage. Coordinator of Listen, Ellie Scrine, says the lists are intended to ensure that women are represented across all corners of the industry.
I mean, just to confront and address stereotypes around, like, you know, what kinds of jobs women can do.
The coordinator of Listen, Ellie Scrine, ending that report by Zan Rowe.